This week's images of the burned bodies of American contractors may sum up the way some Fallujah residents feel about the U.S. occupation. But in Mosul, Iraq, the picture is more complicated. That northern city is where U.S. forces found and killed Uday and Qusay Hussein last year. Mosul was also considered a model of a successful occupation. Today, residents of that city report signs of improvement, but also frustration and fear. NPR's Steve Inskeep traveled there and sent this report.
When American soldiers occupied Mosul last year, Major General Dave Petraeus said he had limited time to make a difference.
Every city that we liberated, we were applauded and given thumbs up everywhere we went. It's temporary if we don't get it right. Our determination is to do the very best we can to get it right.
At the time of that interview last May, the Army was working to get it right, appointing the first provincial governor of the occupation and jump-starting Mosul's economy. Almost a year later, buildings are being renovated, stores are open on every street, and U.S. officials say unemployment is down to 9%. Yet when U.S. officials recently surveyed local residents, they were startled to learn that most complained about the economy. Basil Al-Azawi, who's a dean at Mosul University, says people are losing patience.
They were expecting a better life, a better situation, and it seems that we're going in this direction, but very slowly.
Mosul is home to many former Iraqi army officers. U.S. officials acknowledge that many feel left out of the reconstruction, including an officer that Al-Azawi met.
The other day, I had a little trouble with somebody here in the park. A taxi driver, okay, who turned out to be a retired brigadier. Driving a taxi is definitely against his will, but finding that there is no other way of making a living, he was forced to do this.
The university where Al-Azawi works resembles a big Midwestern college, except for the armed guards at the gate. Many students have had direct contact with the U.S. Army, including Malik Amin.
At first, I thought that they were doing good, but later on, you know, I've changed my mind.
Malik and another student, Rami Youssef, say they both worked as interpreters for the U.S. Army last year when the Americans seemed welcome in Mosul. Later, insurgents began using rifles, rockets, and bombs against U.S. troops, and the students claim the Americans overreacted.
Savage, somehow savage, you can say. They feel fear, usually feel fear. So their reaction is savage.
Wait. They feel fear. They're afraid. And so they are...
So their reaction is, they feel everyone is enemy, while the people don't know who's attacked them even.
The Army's efforts to find insurgents are an inevitable source of friction. Army officers say they search private homes gently, knocking on doors instead of breaking them down. And local Iraqi officials have been given permission to visit residents who are detained in American jails. But the new commander of U.S. forces here, Brigadier General Carter Ham, says Mosul residents are not likely to love him.
The overwhelming majority of people in Mosul and throughout the province are welcoming of the progress that is being made. I won't say that they're necessarily welcoming for coalition forces. We wouldn't be either. I think most people understand why we have to be here. We'd be kidding ourselves if we thought they liked it.
In addition to security concerns, Mosul just had a crisis in government. It involved that provincial governor who was installed amid much fanfare last May. He's now been forced out of office. Governor Ghanem al-Basu resigned this week amid suspicions that he was involved in bribery and other schemes. Walid Kashmouli directs the local anti-corruption office, which had been investigating al-Basu and his son.
Everybody in Mosul now speaks about his son and him. Uday al-Basu, they call him.
Like Uday Hussein?
Yes.
This scandal can still be seen as a success. The anti-corruption office that investigated the governor was set up by the U.S. Army. As the governor left office, the local government still functioned, and the police remained on the streets. But there's a different feeling on Mosul streets than there was last year. In May, the city was considered safe enough for U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer to stroll those streets without a flak jacket. This week, Paul Bremer returned for another visit, but instead of going into town, he remained inside the U.S. military base here. In the last few weeks, half a dozen foreigners have been assassinated in Mosul. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.